Warning. The following show contains explicit language. Discretion is advised.
You losers! This is the Harpoon Missile, the People's Champion. Y'all thought this album would never rock and roll, eh? What? Because I'm too hardcore for y'all. You see, this music is for the fighters. All you biters. Those who dream and take it to the extreme. The loners. The keep to themselves partygoers. The talk minus action equals zero. Think you know us. The show and prove, push and shove to make you move. All the freaks that come out at night to get their groove. The outcasts, those who feel to kick some ass. All the races of trash that ain't got no class. For the people in this life that wanna succeed. For those willing to sacrifice flesh and bleed. For all the rebels and my God that respect hardcore. Cause there ain't no victories without no war.
That's right, folks.
This war, it takes a toll on me. Internal suffering, it brings me agony. The cause of my anxiety is negative. What's up, everyone? This is The Beard.
And this is Tiny from Decatur. And you're listening to
My Audio Face on CKMS.
Decatur, Internal War, Part 2. Decatur is in Niagara Falls tonight at the Geekery. You want to go check that out. This is Mr. K. You are listening to My Audio Face, Friday, November 10th, right here on CKMS 102.7. Rogers Digital 946 and worldwide at RadioWaterloo.ca. It's a tough day for me, folks, and let's get through it together. First out to anybody listening and everybody listening, please help find Soleil Fleury of Mississauga. Soleil's 15. She's been missing since late Sunday night. It's now Friday morning. There's tons of news coverage for you to get further details. There's some important information that might be helpful in terms of her last spotting was 2 a.m. Monday morning, riding a bike eastbound on Dundas at Credit Woodlands in Mississauga. If you have any info, can help, get in touch with Peel Police or through Crime Stoppers. Go to My Audio Face Facebook page. We've got some links, but CTV News, CBC, CHCH, Mississauga.com all have stories. Let's find her. Let's bring her back alive. We've got a very exciting interview coming up in just a couple of minutes with Tad from Bullying Ends Here, a great Canadian charity. So we're going to hear from Tad in just a couple of minutes. Right now, I ask you not to be blind.
I can see I'm going blind.
folks, is the tail end of our friends Corn with Blind, going back 20-some years. But let's go right into the present right now. We are speaking with Tad of Bullying Ends Here. Hello, Tad. Tad, can you hear me?
I can. Good morning.
Awesome. Good morning. Thanks so much for coming on.
Pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure on our side. Tad, you are the founder of Bullying Ends Here, a Canadian charity. Why don't you tell us about it? What made you start it, and what are you trying to accomplish?
Well, the reason why I started is I had a negative upbringing, one might say, with being confined to a basement for 12 years and being a very, very introverted young person that cried all the time made me a bit of a target when I was at school. So I was relentlessly bullied for many, many years, which I think in turn between, the abuse and neglect at home and the challenges I had at school, brought me into a very dark place where I struggled with mental health for many years. So, it's one of those things that what got me through was always having a dream. And for myself, that dream was I always wanted to grow up to be a police officer. So, I think that's one of the things that really played a very big role in trying to stay in a positive place as best I could, where, I eventually achieved that dream, as some of your listeners may be aware already, but which is incredible. But what had happened was in October of 2011, I just finished a shift and reading the news, and I saw about a young person named Jamie Hughley, 15 years old in Ottawa, Ontario, that had committed suicide because he had been relentlessly bullied, first for being a figure skater and later in his young life for being openly gay. And something with his story just absolutely resonated with me, and I thought, there are still kids in schools nowadays that feel the same way that I felt many years ago. And I thought, I always felt like I was truly alone. So maybe if I can get out somehow into schools or even just individuals and let them know what I went through and how I could still grow to achieve dreams, even with the darkest of dark days that I experienced growing up, that they're not alone. But the importance of dealing with mental illness and the struggles that are associated with reaching out, sharing, talking, being open about it. There's nothing wrong with talking about mental illness. So I just thought, I'll get out and I'll share my story and Jamie's story. And unbeknownst to me, over the last 5 years, it's just exploded across the country. I go everywhere to speak now and share those stories.
That's wonderful, Tad. And in fact, you've just finished talking in the East Coast. You're headed back to the West Coast, and then you're coming back East next week. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I've taken a few weeks vacation from work, as I mentioned, I'm a police officer. I'm a first responder with Calgary Police Service. So I happily use my vacation time or regular days off to travel this country and speak anywhere that I'm invited. And so I just wrapped up my annual East Coast tour, and I'm flying back to Vancouver for a few days and present out there, and then to the Kitchener-Cambridge-Waterloo area for next week to. Basically I'm back in that area probably about 3 or 4 times a year, but yeah, it's always great to get out and share and see the reaction from the young people and the adults as well, that, the impacts of just being open and sharing from the heart can really have a very positive impact on others.
Absolutely. I mean, it's quite frankly, quite gripping. I commend you just for, I think people that do public speaking or any type of sharing, there's a certain degree of comfort, I think, that comes from doing it time after time. But I would imagine at the same time that you're sharing some the most intimate, the most difficult things that people can do. And I really commend you for your courage. And, it's inspiring to me, but I think more importantly, it's inspiring, and it ought to be to, to everybody that's out there that might be struggling, especially obviously younger kids who, look, first of all of us that are not younger kids were younger kids, and some choose to remember what it was like, and some choose not to, but, I think a fairly common theme, at least for me growing up, was a lack of connection to adults, of thinking, well, they don't understand me. They don't know what they're not living what I'm living. They're not recognizing
That's
what
right.
I'm going through.
Yes.
And I think when I hear what you're talking about, I, I'm glad to hear so many folks, kids saying, yeah, you know, I'm glad you understand. I hear what you're saying. And obviously everybody's story is a little bit different, but I think that's a huge piece, you know, and thanks so much for what you're doing. So bullyingendshere.ca is the website. And I think it's important to mention there's a contest going on right now. I believe it's put on by Industrial Alliance for a really exciting opportunity for your charity. Do you want to share a bit about that?
Yeah, it's very humbling because, I mean, one of the challenges I face being a charity and doing so much travel is the expenses add up. And, you know, I'm one of those people, I can't say no. I mean, if I have the potential to have a positive impact on just one life, to me, there's no money that's going to stop me from going. So I just keep doing this. But, you know, it does add up on the pocketbook, and especially when I'm, you know, for the most part, carrying a lot of that expense. So I just found out 2 weeks ago that Industrial Alliance has this incredible grant that they're offering out of $125,000 to celebrate their 125th year in operation. Wow. So they selected me as one of the 10 charities. But now it's up to the public to vote for the charity that they think, you know, most fits or deserves, you know, the $125,000. You know, it's just a shame because all the charities are incredible and they're all doing such incredible work. But, you know, it's there's only one grand prize to be awarded. And, you know, I'm really hoping that the public can step forward and help us achieve this. This it would be a dream for us to do that, and then know that we can simply get out there and not have to try gathering up our pennies to get out to help others.
Absolutely. And so bullyingendshere.ca is the website. And for those that want to vote, it's pretty straightforward. Go to bullyingendshere.ca. Right on the homepage is a link to the Industrial Alliance competition. And as you mentioned, I mean, it is ironic in a certain way. You've got 10 charities, quote unquote, competing. I mean, the bottom line is a Canadian charity is going to get 125 grand, which is fantastic. Certainly would be over the top if it was your charity, Tad. It's clear your passion and your commitment and the work you're currently doing, you know, is already having an impact. And that would allow for much more of that. So what I'm going to do, I know you've got a bit of a tight schedule. You're actually on your way. You're literally on your way home. You're in the airport right now. So we probably don't want you missing a flight.
I'm okay, but thank you.
Yeah, that would be the last thing. That would not be productive. Although the folks of Halifax would be very happy to take care of you.
Yeah, that's true.
So do you have any? I'll give you the last word if there's anything else you want to share. And what I'm going to do when we're done, Tad, is I will walk through with the listenership. I'm going to go through the voting process on the air. Do my voting myself, so I can just sort of walk through what it is, and we'll have a link on our page as well. So, any other comments you want to make, Tad? I'll leave the mic to you.
Yeah, I think there's two remarks I'd like to share. The one we kind of touched on is that I have the full time job of being a police officer, but everything that I'm doing as far as bullying ends here is not only on my days off, but like I'm not paid for it, and I don't want money for it. No matter how much of a grant we ever receive or funding down the road, I don't want money for this. I want to help people. I mean, it's truly that simple. And this money will certainly help us to expand that, to be able to help adults as well, to understand how to help our young people. But the second part I want to say is that what I'm going to do is for any of the listeners that vote, and if they add me on Instagram, and just simply on any of the postings I put on Instagram, it's my name, Tad Milline. If they just put done, I'll enter them into a draw. I've got some pretty amazing prizes that we're going to give out. One of my best friends is Johnny Goudreau of the Calgary Flames, so he's agreed he's going to help out and put a couple of prizes in there as well. So any hockey fans out there will realize that, you know, 30 seconds of their time by voting for Bullying NC or may in fact also have that positive impact for themselves as well with receiving a prize that could potentially just be priceless.
Excellent. That's great news. And absolutely, obviously, we want you to vote, but that's quite an incentive to move it along. And, you know, definitely best of luck to you, Tad, with the grant. Regardless, the charity's moving forward. You're doing fantastic stuff. And just to recap, so it's bullyingendshere.ca, and you're going to be back in town in the Kitchener-Waterloo, Cambridge area next week. You're speaking, I know, at a bunch of schools. So I would say the folks in the area, check with your schools to see if Tad's speaking at one of them. I know I saw at least four or five listed. So
there's six between Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and it's all listed on the website as well. If just click on the schedule tab on the homepage, it'll show you exactly where I am. And I mean, for as far as I'm concerned, everything's very open to the public. It would just be up to the school if someone would be permitted, but I've yet to ever see a school say no. So anyone is welcome to come on out and see what I'm doing.
Great. Thanks again, Tad. I appreciate so much having you on. Again,
my pleasure.
Best of luck. We're behind you 100%. And let's all stop bullying. Let's end it right here. Have a great day, Tad.
I agree. Thanks so much, Kevin. Have a wonderful day, and everyone as well.
Folks, that was Tad McMillan from bullyingendshere.ca right here on My Audio Face with Mr. K here on CKMS 102.7 FM, Rogers Digital 946, and worldwide, radiowaterloo.ca. So let's do this right now. So obviously you can't see me. Doesn't matter. Trust me, that's probably better for everybody. But we're just going to quickly walk through the voting process here. So simple as pie, bullyingendshere.ca. You go to the website, bam, what pops up is obviously all the great information about the foundation, the charity itself, that you certainly want to come back to and read about. But right on the front, you've got a big image that says 10 organizations, 10 projects, one major donation of $125,000. Click here, okay? So that's what we're doing right now. We're clicking here, and this is going to take us right to the Industrial Alliance promotion page for this grant, or donation, sorry. So this is open till November 30th, so you have a couple more weeks to vote. Everybody can vote once per email address, okay? And so when we get on the page here, you got a nice green button, I want to vote. So you click on that, and guess what? It brings you down. It's got some summaries of each of the 10 charities, and Bullying Ends Here is listed. And there's obviously more information about them. Okay. And then scroll yourself right down to the bottom of the page, and that's where you vote for your two favorite projects. So under your first choice, that's where you're going to pick Bullying Ends Here Literature Initiative. Okay. You're going to, of course, pick your second choice. Pick your second choice. There's nine other fantastic charities there. So pick one. You're going to enter your first name, which I'm doing. You're going to enter your second name, also known as your last name, which is what I'm doing. You're going to enter your email address, which is what I'm doing. myaudioface@gmail.com. That is Mr. K's email. And your province, Ontario. Okay, you've got an I'm not a robot CAPTCHA button, reCAPTCHA. Click that. You're going to hit send. You're done. Your vote has been recorded. Thank you for voting. The grand prize winner will be announced on December 11th. All right, so that's what you need to do. You can do it. And let's support a fantastic charity. Obviously, great mission. And you know, it's people like Tad that make this world a better place. So thank you for what you're doing, Tad. Let's hear some music. This is East Coast, Sir. He's got a master plan for us.
Hey, Mr. Man, did you hear about the master plan? The critics say it's sketchy, but it's simple and it's sexy. It's so easy to misunderstand, Mr. Man. Hey, Mr. Man, here's the best part of my master plan. It's bumper sticker size, guaranteed to get a rise. Everyone will know just where you stand, Mr. Man. Never mind the details, no, never mind the stains. It comes out in the wash, man. It's all in the refrain. Never mind the details, no, never mind the stains. It comes out in the wash, man. It's all in the refrain. There's a reason it's a master plan. No need to read the book, all it takes is one quick look. Everybody knows just where we stand, don't they, Mr. Man? Never mind the details, no, never mind the stains. It comes out in the wash, man. It's all in the refrain. Never mind the details, no, never mind the stains. It comes out in the wash, man. It's all in the refrain,
Mr. Man.
I know, I know, I know it's been a trial. A vile little pill you've had to swallow. I know, I know, I know it's been so hard. But now you've got someone that you can follow,
Mr. Man.
We'll be right back.
Local band Orexin, Fallen But Not Forgotten. And just before that, we heard Toronto band Nervecast with Fallen Angels. And New Brunswick's own Sir SIRR with Master Plan. It is 10:41, Friday, November 10th. You are listening to Mr. K on My Audio Face on CKMS 102.7 FM, Rogers Digital 946, and worldwide at RadioWaterloo.ca. We've got a bit of music coming your way. Remind you that Decatur is playing in Niagara Falls tonight at the Geekery. And we're going to hear right now from Five Finger Death Punch. I remember everything.
You take my regrets, 'cause Hold me, mother, I've met my match. Show me a family with no strings attached. Hold me, mother, I'm out of control. Tell me the story that I need to know. You played the piano when I was 10. When I was 20, you played it again. 10 years went by without even a note. That's all you showed me, that's all she wrote. Now I'm a singer in search of a song, to do what is right and to right what was wrong. Out here in the open, there's nowhere to hide. So strap yourself in and let's go for a ride. Sky and remain undecided. You don't need to be young to be wasting your days. You don't need to be old to be set in your ways. And if you were here now, this is what I would say.
Sean McCain, Hold Me Mother, off his latest release, Hold Yourself. We're going to sign off in a couple of minutes. Thank you once again for joining me on this edition of My Audio Face. Please reach out if you have any music submissions, music you want to hear on the show, or any other feedback. You can reach me at myaudioface@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter @myaudioface. And, of course, come to our Facebook page. Like, follow, share. Get all your friends and family to do the same. My Audio Face. Let's head out now with Hell Yeah.
tell everybody about the state I'm in. You won't catch me crying, cause I just can't win. I don't care anymore. I don't care anymore. I don't care what you say. I don't play the same games you play. Cause I've been talking to the people that you call your friends, and it seems to me there's a meaning.